Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where the very last lines, the word of Venosim Beitza B'Sananas, quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that you're allowed to put an egg in a mustard strainer. The Gemara is going to explain why this is. What just says the Gemara, Tane Yaakov Karcha taught in the Braisa, Lefisha Ein Osinusa Ela Legaven, that the reason you're only doing this is because you're separating in this form is because you're only separating the egg to for the coloring purposes. Therefore, someone who's separating the egg in this circumstance is not considered doing the Malacha of Borer. Rashi explains that even though the yolk goes to the strainer and the white part, and you're separating the yellow part from the white part of the egg, that is not going to be in the Malacha of Borer, because both of them are considered good. They're both considered ochel, and therefore that is not going to be part of the iser of borer. Rabbi Yosher just points out, but we do see that when you separate two bnei ochel, we've seen earlier in the earlier gemaras that you are chayav for separating of borer. So he says over here that since your kavana bichlal isn't for the borer aspect of it, for the food aspect rather whatsoever, either for coloring, so then it should be totally mutter. Rabbi Yosher also has one point that there's a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch, we're actually machmel chachila for the shita is about Tzviya ba'ochim. That one of them holds that there's no coloring with regards to food. Tzviya is generally an usher to do on Shabbos with regards to everything else, right? Coloring is part of the iser. What about coloring food? So some say that there's no iser whatsoever, so that works well, but the one who says that there's an iser for tzviya, how is it over here to, we're separating over here, coloring the mustard, why isn't that part of the issue of tzviya? So Rav Yashiv wants to taina, he says that maybe according to this man da'amar, you have to assume that the tzviya that's not going to happen is that apparently the mustard itself isn't going to be colored from this purpose. So you're just separating that, but the mustard isn't going to be colored. It's interesting, a little bit difficult for that man da'amar, but that's what the Gemara says. Okay, the Gemara continues now. Itmar. We said before, chardel shalosh me'er Shabbos. If you have mustard which was needed from before Shabbos, l'machar, so then on Shabbos, amar rav, me'machal b'chli v'alo b'yad. So you're allowed to mix it up with liquid, with a kli, with a utensil, but not with your hand. So here, just in the discussion, it's important over here to discuss, we see that the Gemara is talking about the issue of lash, the issue of creating a solid mass. There's a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch about this, based on Rishonim, is it simply adding water, any liquid, to a solid mass, not even mixing it, is going to be the act of kneading, of lash, or do you dafka have to mix it up? So that according to the Gemara that we're discussing over here, if you assume the second view, then our Gemara has to be discussing a case where the liquid was already added to the mustard before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos itself, you're adding additional liquid to that, mixing it together. You have to make the rukimta in the Gemara. It's important to note that. The Gemara says, okay, so Gemara says that you put out the kli, but you can't use your hand, because your hand is a better mixture with the mustard, so therefore, if you'd use your kli, that's not going to be considered lokadarka, that's a different derech, Rashi points out, and then that'd be mutter. Where it says Amar Le Shmuel, so then Shmuel said to Rav, "Biyad atu kiyom ma'o biyad." But that's not the derech. You never use your hand to do it, even though it creates a better result. Everyone uses a kli. So Ma'achal Chamorimu, you're doing it for food for animals. That you don't do that. You don't serve it to someone if they see you mixing up with your hands like that. That's gross. So Gemara says Amar Shmuel, "Ma'achal biyad ve'na ma'achal b'kli." So therefore, you're allowed to do it with your hand because that's not the derech, as opposed to a kli, which would be usur. That's what we're assuming over here, that even though the result is better, but we're trying to get it to be not kedarko, you have to have a shinoi. If it has to be a shinoi, then you have to do what's generally done, even though the result is better with your hand, but that's not considered a shinoi, so therefore Shmuel says you should do a dafka with your hand. The Gemara says itmar, so now we have another machlokas about this, Rabbi Lazar amar echazev echazev asar, that both mixing with your hand and mixing with the kli is both going to be asar. Rabbi Yochanan amar echazev echazev mutter, Rabbi Yochanan said both of them are going to be mutter. Abaye v'rova damar tarvay, Rabbi Ravavu said, in alacha k'Rabbi Yochanan, alacha does not follow Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara now, come Rabbi Yochanan b'shitei to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan then wanted to follow Shita. So again, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say that both are mutter, and then Abaye Rabba says Halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yochanan. And now the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan ended up retracting, and he said he ended up taking up Shita's Rabbi Lazar. So now the Gemara says, so then Rabbi Lazar again was the one who said that both of them are going to be usher. Come Rabbi Lazar b'shita de Shmuel, and Rabbi Lazar himself took up the Shita of Shmuel, saying that it is mixing with the mustard is going to be mutter by hand. So the Gemara now says Abaye Rabba, and then on this Abaye Rabba said Halacha Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha is going to follow Rabbi Yochanan, who's going to say that doing it in any derech is going to be usher. It's interesting to point out, Sfasemus already points this out, that in the first deal that we had, Abaye Rava, were paskining, they were just saying, Ein alacha k'Rabbi Yochanan, but they loved Dafka paskin like Rabbi Lazar, that's saying both are usher. They could have paskin like Shmuel, let's say, that his hand is going to be mutter. So it's interesting, and then they come on to when Yochanan retracted, they said they're going to like Rabbi Yochanan's machmer on both sheets. It's interesting to note that, and Rabbi Yochanan just points out, Abaye Rava was so much later. How could it be they heard about Rabbi Yochanan's retraction? They were generations later than Rabbi Yochanan. So it must be that they heard a Shmuel about this alacha, and then the Shmuel came back later, which is a historical point. Another Gemara continues, Emet Abaye Avdelei V'lo Achal. So Abaye's mother, remember we serve Abaye's mother, but it says a few times in the last few Dapim, it's always his stepmother. So he prepared him the mustard by mixing it together, and he did not eat it. So this is a big shiloh over here, because why didn't he eat it? Lachora, this is Meister Shabbos. Meister Shabbos, by Shogeg, we paskin, at least the grub paskin is like this, is it going to be mutter if it's an Isser Derabanan? And the opposing point that this is only an Isser Derabanan over here. Why didn't Abaye eat it? That's a big shiloh. The Gemara continues that. So the, either way, that we see that he held it, it's usher. So the Gemara says, Divisai Dezira Avdelei Lerabchia Barashi Velochel, and also the wife of Zeire, she made this mustard for Rabchia Barashi, mixing the liquid into it on Shabbos, and he didn't eat it. Amrlei, so then she responded, you're so much firmer than your Rebbe, you ate it, and now come, you're not going to eat it. I'm a Rava Bar Shava. So the other Gemara just continues. Rav Shava, I've come in, come in. Ravina, one time I was sitting before. Ravina, v'kashile b'shuta the tumah ve'achal. He stirred it in front of him with garlic, and he ate it, so he didn't have a problem, apparently, with doing this. The Gemara now says, how are we going to paskin? Amar Marzutra says, the Gemara, is not going to follow any of these teachings. So this, Tosfos pointed out in earlier places, that this isn't necessarily true about everything over here. That here we're saying that we're going to go like Rabbi Yochanan before he retracted his opinion, says the Gemara over here. Rather, we're going to follow the following Braisa. So then the Gemara says over here, what does the Braisa say? Shabbos, if you mustard is mixed from before Shabbos, machar memachal ben biyad b'kli. See over here, you're going to be mekel. This was Rabbi Yochanan. There, we see over here that we're going to be make a lagami. And you also put honey into it. You shouldn't beat it down. Rather, you should just stir it. If you stir it, that's going to be mutter. If you do it if you do it forcefully, that would be a real shaila about a problem of lush. The Gemara says now shachalayim is this type of plant that they used to shachem on Shabbos. If you chopped it before Shabbos, the next day you're allowed to add the oil and vinegar to it. You could add imsa to it, and then you shouldn't beat it. Rather, you should stir it. Okay, that's the third halacha. Shum shereiskum erev Shabbos. If you have garlic, which is ground up before Shabbos, lamachar nosin lasocha pul v'grisin. The next day, you should add the beans or beans into it. V'lo yishchok ela ba'arev. Rather, you shouldn't pound it out. Rather, the mixture, you only stir it up, because if you pound it out, that would be the issue of lasha. And this is also quoted in halacha and Shulchan Aruch that would be the issue over there. Now the Gemara continues. Mamshich as amisa lasochan. When you add the amisa, the mixture to it, my amisa. And whereas you said that amisa, you add and mix it to it. What is this amisa? And where it says nina, Rashi says minta. So mint, right? Is a type of, I think it's what we call Monday nana, probably. Amar abaye shvamina hai nina mali letachale. That we learn from here that mint is helpful to this type of plant, and therefore it improves the flavor, so we see that would be a good thing, okay? So then the Gemara continues, ve'osin inimolim b'shabbos, you should make inimolim b'shabbos. What is this inimolim? We're asked. Tanur Rabbanan. Osin and imolin b'shabes, ain't osin tullis. You're allowed to make imolin, and you're not allowed to make intulis. And where it says, which are these? Ve'ezo, yeah, imolin, ve'ezo, alitonis. What is the imolin? What is an alitonis? Imolin, yeah, in vashu pilpud. Imolin is a mixture of, wine mixed with honey and pepper. And tulonis, yain yashin, imayim tulon, var, simona. And tulonis is old wine, yain yashin, that it has together with it, water, amayim tulon, that's clear water, and, our simon we know is balsam. Which is made to cool off those who are in a bathhouse. Apparently that was the function of what they used it for. And that was what we're telling over here. You're not allowed to use that you're not allowed to use the imolin, and you're not allowed to use the antiolos, right? So now the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Zimna Chada Ali Basar Maruk Lebe Bane. One time I was going Marukva into the bathhouse. Kinafke Aske Ashken Chamra Chad Kosa. So when he came out, he gave us a cup of wine to drink. So he says that I got so painful, for my whole body was feeling very ill. So then if I drink another cup, I would have been so nervous that they're going to take away from my schar. Why? Because they're going to miracle and have it done to save me. And if miracles, when we saw before, that takes away from a person's schar, if a miracle was done to save him. That's why Mshat Aruch gives a whole different shot over here. He was having so much hana from it, the opposite. He was having so much hana that he was afraid that if he had too much hana in this world, it's going to take away from his schar in Olam Haba. Interesting pshat. And where says, Amar Marukva deshase kol yame. But Marukva drank it all day. So Shana Marukva did dashbe. He was used to it. So therefore, it didn't affect him negatively. Or the Fid Aruch, again, apparently, if he was used to it, it wasn't something that was considered extra gashmias for him, and that was fine for him to have. Now the Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah. Ein shornes hachiltis b'poshrin. You're not allowed to soak the fennel plant in warm water on Shabbos. By doing so, a person we're going to discuss, we'll see that, is creating either it's a shayla, exactly what you've done, is if you create makkah patish, or is it potentially you've done some sort of bishel, like we saw earlier things, that even if they're warmed up by your kali bishel, maybe that's an example of this as well. Someone is allowed to put it in vinegar. You're not allowed to make the vetches float or rub them. Someone is allowed to put them into a sieve or a basket, because one is allowed to do that because you're using it for storage, and therefore It's not going to be a problem of borer, because when you put them into that, it's not an intention of doing borer, and it's also not something that's definitely going to happen, not psik resha, therefore, it is going to be mutter. In korban is a tevin bekfar, you're not allowed to sift straw with a sieve, v'loitnunu agabe makam gaval, b'shvil shi yered hamot, you're also not allowed to put it in a high place so that the chaff will come off of it, avonosin l'docha ibus, you're not allowed to put it in a sieve and pour it through the feeding trough. The Gemara is going to discuss this. So it says the Gemara now, ibailahu, sharaman, if someone did soak this water in warm water, did you violate it in the rice or violate it in the abundance? It says the Gemara talking about Rav Adab Nashar coming to Rav Yosef. That Rav Adab Bar Nashar said before Rav Yosef, Shara Chayv Chata. So someone does this, he soaks these, this fennel plant, he is going to be chayav achatas. He did an isra de raisa. I'm going to buy el meata sharam to b'maya hachin amid b'chayav. We're going to say someone soaks raw meat and water is also going to be chayav. Obviously not. So then why should it be kept? Why should it be chayav in the case over here with regards to the fennel also to the chiltus over here? Why should it be chayav? He's bringing a far fetched case to show that this was completely ridiculous to assume that you should be chayav. Right? Is a guzma a little bit to bring the example of raw meat? He's just showing that just like that has no isra de raisa because it's not the final step. It's not the makam patish. So too over here, it shouldn't be considered the Isra D'Raisa. The Gemara says, Elam Rabaye, Medrabanan, Shalayasa, Gedar, Shalaza, Bechol. Rabaye says, no, therefore, it's like we saw before. It's very similar Shaka Vatari. It's interesting. It's very similar Shaka Vatari, as we saw also on Kuflam and Ches. We saw this Shaka Vatari also about that it's not a D'Raisa and Avari, being so far from each case to show that's an Isra D'Rabanan. And he says that this is the concept of the nechol, of doing a weekday activity, and that's why it's usher. Other Rishon, by the way, wait a second over here. Isn't it also medication? So then it's pasha that it's usher because it's medicine. It's saying, no, there's a point over here. The chiddush is that even though it's medication, so even if you weren't having it for medicinal purposes, so therefore it wasn't a problem medication, then it would still be usher mitzad uvdin nechol. Very interesting. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, what's going to be the lacha with soaking this fennel cold water on Shabbos? But we learn in the Mishnah, ain't shorin as a chiltus proportion. We learn you're not allowed to soak this chiltus, this fennel in warm water. It sounds like it should be mutter to do it in cold water. So it says, my bainly vilach. So what's the difference between you? Meaning we both have a problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to imply that it's mutter to do it in cold water. It seems to be like against what we're saying. So therefore, our Mishnah must be it's the shita's yachid, even though it's a stem Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not the opinion of the majority. What's the opinion of the majority? Bryce tells us, ain't shorin as a chiltus love a chavon. We have a Bryce that says you don't do this fennel, you don't soak it in hot water or in cold water. Rabbi Yosef is the one who makes this chiluk. So our Mishnah is following the shita of Rabbi Yossi, which is a minority shita. We don't necessarily like to do that to make a stam mishnah minority shita, but it says Rabbi Yochanan, we see that beferish this brisa that is a stam anish, and in Rabbi Yossi that the most majority shita was against the shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, "Lamai Avdilei, what is this purpose of this? Why would a person make this mixture in the first place? Liokurli, but apparently if his heart was feeling heavy. That's literally what it means. The Meiri explains it's some sort of chest pain. So this obviously was not going to be a life threatening sakanas nefashos shayla, because then you would have a pikuach nefesh. If it's pikuach nefesh, for sure, bidocha. Rather over here, we're discussing something that was not a pekuach nefesh shayla bichlal, and therefore we're telling you not to necessarily do it on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bar Yosef chash b'yokad libe. So he actually had this, he felt like this pain in his chest. Also, the kamei demar ukva, he came from ukva, amar lei, he said to him, zil shasi talta tlilta, chalilta b'talta yome, you should go drink 3 gold dinars worth of this fennel potion, and for 3 days, and you'll feel better. Azal ashtu cham shebechav in ma'ad Shabbos, you drink it on Thursday, drink it on Friday. And then what happened? The Sarfa Azil Shalbei Midrashas. And the Shabbos he came and he asked if he allowed to take this third dose on Shabbos. Amarlei. So they said to the Tana Ravada, Amarlei, Tana Ravada, Shosa Adam Kavo Kavaim, Ve'inu Choshes, you're allowed to drink a Kavo Kavaim of this potion on Shabbos and you're not be violating any issue. Generally, isn't it drunk as a medication? So therefore, you're having medication Shabbos. Apparently, they held that this was something that healthy people drink. Also, like the chicken soup, Shiloh, right? If it's something that's chicken soup, even if you have a cold, that's why you're having it. If people generally have chicken soup, that would not be an issue. Obviously, you're not supposed to say that you're eating it for medication, as we saw earlier in the Gemara's, but that would be mutters. The Gemara says now, the Gemara wants to clarify, I'm like, no, there's still look coming by. I wasn't sure if I was permitted to drink it. Now I'm allowed to do that. I'm wondering if I'm allowed to soak it on Shabbos. Is it permitted for me to soak it or not? Is it uvdin nechol, like we saw before? That shayla, not about drinking it. I'm worried about soaking it. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chiya Rav Avin b'didei avi uvda." Something happened to me in a similar situation. Vasa shalta Rav Ada Bar Ava. V'lav b'dei asked Rav Ada, but he didn't know the halacha. Also shalta Rav Huna v'Amar Hachi Kamar Rav. So I asked him, and he said in the name of Rav, "Sure, but tonam anech b'cham." You're allowed to have it in this. Again, we're discussing over here the fennel that you're allowed to put it in the cold water and leave it in the sun to become warm, but not to put it in warm water. Kiman d'shari. So the Gemara is saying, is Rav going like Rav Yossi, says that it's mutter to do it in cold water? Didn't we quote that this this is a shita minority shita Rav. So it wouldn't be helping Rav is passing like the minority like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says no. Afilu l'man da'asar, even according to the Tana Kama, Rav's way of doing it is going to work. Why? Because hani mila hecha de lo ish teklav. The words of Tana Kama, where you're not supposed to put it in cold water, that's only where you didn't start before Shabbos. Kevin the ish techam shem alei Shabbos. So once you've done it Thursday and Friday, ilo shata b'shata misakin. If you don't have it on Shabbos, you're going to be put in danger. It's going to be dangerous for you. Therefore, you'd be allowed to continue taking this potion of the final potion on Shabbos. From here, a lot of people derive this as the famous about antibiotics or certain medications a person takes. If he starts taking it before Shabbos, he doesn't have any sakana whatsoever, but it's not unhealthy for him to stop it. So then they bring, based on this Gemara, that a person would be allowed to take this medication on Shabbos. Rav Elazar just points out, we see from here, though, that only if it's a problem of tsar, if it's going to lead to major pains, would this be mutter. However, if it's not something that's going to be creating pains is not going to be necessarily very detrimental to your health, he thinks it would be more problematic. And it's more of a gift for like other pills and other things that people take, like acne medicine and things like that, lachora, which it doesn't, it just makes it less effective, but not necessarily any pain if you don't take it. So that would be a very big shaila if a person is allowed to take those on Shabbos. And the market is now, Mistamech ve'azil Rav Acha bar Yosef ha'kafted Rav Nachman Yitzchak bar Acha. Say, so Yosef, he was leaning on his nephew Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Why? Because apparently, Rashi points out, he was very old, so therefore, he needed help walking. Amar Leis, Rav Acha bar Yosef said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ki matina lebei Rav Safra ilane. So when I come to the house of Safra, bring me into his house. Ki matu ilane. So when he came into the house, they brought him in. By mina, he asked the following shayla. Ma'o lechabutze kanista b'shabzis. What's going to be the lacha to rub a freshly cleaned garment on a freshly cleaned garment on Shabbos? He's rubbing it out. So what's the shayla? Says Gemara, lechuse kanista kamechavin b'shabzis. If you just seemingly really softening the shirt, apparently it was very hard. These freshly laundered shirts, so you had to make them softer. So there's no shayla in that. However, odilma las. If he's intending to brighten the shirt, Rashi says that'd be part of Isser of Libun, and Isser of Libun of laundering on Shabbos, right? Cleaning and making lighter, that would be an Isser to do that, so therefore his Kavana would be Usser to do this. And where it says, Amar Leir, Safra respondent, all he's doing is stopping the shirt, therefore it's going to be mutter. When Rav Acha bar Yitzchak left Rav Safra's house, Asa Amar Lei, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Rav Acha bar Yosef, my boy Mar Binei, what did Rav Safra ask you? Amar Lei, he said to him, boy Minei, ma'al lekusib kniba Shabbos. So Amar Lei, Shabbos Dami, I said someone is allowed to do this. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked Rav Acha bar Yosef, why don't you ask him about a kerchief, why don't you ask about rubbing a kerchief, which should also be a shiloh? And Mar says, Sidra lokim ba'ili. I'm not worried, not asking about Sidra. I'm not asking about a kerchief. Why not? To buy it in Ravuna, Pashat Li, they're adding the side over here, Li Isura. That's Pashat. He told me that his Pashat is going to be Usher. Why is that? Because Rashi says, at the end of the day, you're very makbid, Rashi says, about its color, so therefore it's clear that you'll be doing it with the intention of making it lighter, which would be the Isra of Libun, and therefore it's going to be Usr. So therefore, I was not wondering that Shaila, so therefore I was wondering only the Shaila about clothing. Whatever says Tishalei in the Marav Masudra, but at the end of the day, if you knew that Rav Huna said that it's Usr with regards to the kerchief, why shouldn't you say it's Usr with the shirt as well? So the Gemara says a fundamental difference, Amar Lei, so he said, because Hasam Michsei Ki Ulde Chiyura, because there it looks like he's intending to make it brighter, therefore Rav Huna says it's going to make it Usr, because it's your outer kerchief, it's your outer thing, it's the thing that you care about more, Rashi says. Whatever a shirt, you wear a jacket over it, you wear things over it, so therefore someone is less makbid about it, so therefore it would be mutter. And the halacha is that if you have specific intent to do this, it'd still be usher, even for a shirt. I don't know if people, we don't think we have the metziah so much of making the shirt cleaner, nicer, doing that, so therefore lachora, I'm not sure that metziah so much exists. But either way, that's what the Gemara goes out. The Gemara says now, Amar Rav Chista, hi Knesset, if you have this freshly laundered shirt, turn on this camera, Mishalfu Lididei Mikanya Shari. To remove it from its rod is going to be permitted. Kanya mimena aser. However, slip it out of the rod is going to be aser. So it's just important to note over here that times of the Gemara, when they would spread a freshly laundered shirt to dry itself, they used to put a long rod through the two sleeves. So doing that, this rod over here would lechora be something that is muktzah machmas gufo. So we're using it, you're setting aside for the purpose of using it. So this we see over here, letzorech of letzorech gufo is going to be mutter. So therefore, it's going to be mutter if you want to move it, or letzorech makomo if you wanted to move it also. We saw before, moving it for a space is going to be mutter. So if the rod comes out of the shirt, it's going to be usher over here. We're assuming because we see over here that the rod is indirectly moving it, that would be usher because you are going to be directly moving the muktzah, and that would be usher because we have something that you didn't designate before Shabbos, not designated, it would make it muktzah machmas isser rather, so therefore it would be usher. Where it says now, Amar Rava says, v'im klei kavayu mutar. But if the weaver's rod is if it is a weaver's rod, it's going to be mutter to slip the rod in and out of the shirt. Because a weaver's rod is a kli, and therefore it's not going to be a problem if you want to move it letzorach makomo, and therefore it's need for trying, you're allowed to directly move it. You see over here, the heter of moving something letzorach makomo is going to be okay. So the word says, Amar avchister, avchister, haikishir de yakra, if somebody has a lot of herbs together, if they're going to be fit for animal food, then it's going to be mutter, it's not going to be a problem of mukta. However, below us here, if they're not, it's going to be an isser of mukta. The word says, Amar avchister, 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 if you have a string of animal meat, it's going to be mutter to move it, since it could be potentially eaten even without being cooked. Why? However, the Chavarah say when it comes to raw fish, which can't be eaten, it's going to be, again, the fundamental rule is that it's fit for either humans or animals. That makes something not mutter when it comes to food. If it's not fit for either, then it's going to be mukta on Shabbos. And where's the Amar of Katina? Omed, Abenta, Mitak, Ilu, Omed. Now the Gemara is going to come out to the whole thing. Sometimes this whole thing is different, different remuzim and the really deep kavanas for different really things. Because over here the Gemara is giving a lot of different etzas for seemingly different topics. But that's where the Gemara now comes out to different advices. And where it says Amar of Katina Omed Beemta Mita Kilu Omed Bekrisa Shel Isha. That if a person is standing in the middle of a married couple's bed, it's like you're standing in the stomach of a woman, meaning you have relations with her. That is a bad thing because you're going to have bad kavanas. The Gemara says the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says it's not true. It's not an aser. But Lav Milsi, it's not a lot, there's no issue with staring at a bed. Rabbi Yashav quotes from the Rishis Chachma that it's usher to, that Rishis Chachma writes that if you know the people, it's usher to look at a married couple's bed. So he explains that the Gemara over here, the Fidr Rishis Chachma, is referring to when it's not mutter, obviously you didn't know them. That Ukimta, and therefore this wouldn't be a Beferish Gemara against the Rishis Chachma, unless Rishis Chachma was having an extra level of Chumra beyond what the Gemara would be saying. Gemara continues that Amram Chista, Barbe Rav. So now, if you have a Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, Zavon Yarka, Zavon Aracha. He's selling, if he's buying a lot of vegetables, he should buy the longer herbs. Kriche Bar Kishe, he should be going thick as the next one. For Urkim and Mela, and an added length of vegetables, therefore that would be better than the shorter ones. Apparently, giving him eitzas on how to live their life. Yamar Chista, Barbe Rav, if you have a Talmud Chacham, the Zavon Kane, the Zavon Aricha. Is buying a bundle of reeds, it should buy the longer reeds, tuna by tuna, v'orka memela, so you have one bundle next to them, next bundle and an extra length, and that would be better than the shorter one. V'amar v'chista, barbi rav, also again, the Talmud Chacham, delo nafishe le rifta, he doesn't have, that's a girsa we have, or potentially not have the girsa, ptosis, okay, we'll go with this girsa, he doesn't have a lot of bread, lelechol yarka, shouldn't have herbs, mishum degar, because if you have herbs, or she calls like leeks and the like, those are going to make one hungrier. They're like, what is appetite, right? We saw Diyar and Brachos, if the things to whet your appetite, then that would be problematic because they don't have a lot of food, so they should not be eating this food. When I was poor, when I didn't eat any herbs. And I didn't have herbs when I was wealthy either. Why? Because when I was poor, like we said before, you shouldn't have them because I was afraid that it's not going to satisfy me, and therefore I'm going to come to have other food. When I became wealthy, why didn't I eat the herbs? Because I said, where the herbs can come in, you should let the meat and the fish would come in instead. So therefore he's teaching you that there's better food. So that's also what we see over here, the Rishonim point out, that a person should conduct himself to dafka have the foods that's fit for what he's having. So even though he could have had the herbs, he was buying other things because he didn't think that he thought it was better to have a better diet. Now the Gemara continues. You have a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have a lot of bread. He shouldn't be the one who's cutting up the challah because he's going to. This is the next part's going to be that. The Gemara's over here. If you don't have a lot of bread, you shouldn't put them into very small pieces because he should save his bread until he has enough that's going to fill him up. That's just a side point. That's what the Gemara is going to say. The next case is what the Gemara is now going to mention. If you have a Talmud Chacham who's at a meal, but he's very poor, you shouldn't give him the kavod of dividing the bread, right? That's the kavod of breaking the bread. The person cuts it up, right? The Gemara in Brachos talks about this. Say, who do you give it to? That you give it usually to Baal Bayis because he can do it by Ayin Yafe. However, sometimes you give it to Chash of a guest also. The Chash of a guest, though, if he's the Talmud Chacham, if he's very poor, you shouldn't give it to him because he doesn't know how to give it with a big portion. He's used to having a tiny little amount, and he's going to give everyone a tiny little amount. My Talmud loved by enough because he's not going to do it generously, so therefore, you should, as we mentioned before, you should not give him the kavod of making the motzi. Where's the motzi? Where's the Amar Rav Chista? Ana mikar lo avim betzina ad shadu yada b'chul mana. So when I was poor, I never used to break the bread for everyone until I would see that the entire thing with my hand, and then I would then try to do it, do the entire kli. And then I would see that there's enough for my meal. That's what he's just pointing out. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chista, Haiman de Efshar le Mechal Nahama de Sarva Achal de Chite Kaavar Mishum Bal Tashchis." So a person is able to eat barley bread and then he's eating wheat bread instead. He's going to be over the dinda potentially the reisa of the violation of Bal Tashchis. So we know Bal Tashchis literally is destroying a fruit tree in the case of a war. The shaila is how much do we extend that to other isurim of just being wasteful, the general nature of being wasteful as well. Is that an isur de reisa, isur de banan? He says you're going to be only loke on cutting down a fruit tree. However, he thinks then general wasting is going to be still an isur de reisa as well. That's colloquial. People say, oh, you're all about tashkas, you're not eating, whatever, the throwing out food, things like that. That is potentially part of the issue. Over here, we're saying as well that since you could have the cheaper food and you're having the more expensive food, that is over about tashkas. Remember, Papa, Haiman, the Evshel, the Mishnah, Shechra, Vishasachara, over Shechra. Similar thing. That a person's able to drink beer and he drinks wine, which is much more expensive for him, and he can't afford it so much, he is going to be over the isur de reisa of Baal Tashkas. Again, maybe over here is a Rabbanan, is a Guzma, to assume it's a reisa, but you're over the isur of Baal Tashkas. General prohibition of being wasteful. V'lav milsa, the verse says that both of these are not true, because Baal Tashkas is a good father if that person is destroying his body. These are healthier for him. You can't say it's about tashkas to waste in general. Yes, maybe. However, over here, you're being a healthier diet. We know that it's much healthier to have wheat bread than to have the barley bread. That has a gemara. That's what they assumed. So and the same thing with the beer and wine. The wines are healthier than beer. So therefore, you're having a healthier diet. That is okay. That's not about tashkas. The gemara said, "Could this have Amar Rav Chista bar birav de leisli mashcha nimshu b'maya de charite?" But Talmud Chacham doesn't have any oil. What should he do? He should wash his mouth with like dirty water. That's a ditch water that's found in pits apparently. The gemara says, that if someone is buying meat, he should buy dafka the meat of the neck. The isbei talsa mina yibis. Apparently, it tasted like three different types of meat. So, most chashim meat to have. That's the best type of meat you can get. Best bang for your buck, apparently. If you have a talmud chacham buying a garment, you should buy a linen garment. You should buy it from nahar ava. Apparently, that was the best place to sell the very good quality garments. You should dafka clean it out every 30 days. The miftalei tracer yarchei shasa, and I guarantee it's going to last a full 12 months or a shit. Va'anarva, and I'm going to be the guarantor. I'm going to be the arif. I'm going to be the guarantor that this is correct. That he's giving them eitzah to buy the best shirts. So we see over here how much he cared about the talmidim to tell them all these different eitzahs for their life in order that they should be able to be better people, that better live their lives better in order to be able to learn more Torah. I'm going to ask my kisunisa. What is this kisunisa? Kisa, no, it's fine clothing. The type of shirt which you're able to, Rashi points out, you're able to go into a chashuv place. People are going to look at it. Kisunisa, you're able to go be with a group of people who are chashuv because they look at you, right? Wear a nice tuxedo. You look like you fit in. If you go to the fanciest hotels and the fanciest parties, people will think that you fit right in. The market is not Amram Chista, Bar Be Rav, Lo Leisbe Atzip to the Chadis, a person, a Tom Chacham, shouldn't sit on a new mat. Why not? Because the mouth amount it, because it's going to ruin your clothing. Apparently, it's damp, it's moist and damp, and therefore, you should not sit on it. Amram Chista also says, Bar Be Rav, Lo Leishadir, Mayne, Lishpiza, Lechavir, Le. Shouldn't give his clothing to, if he's staying by someone, to his guest. He's a guest somewhere, rather, so he shouldn't give the host the clothing to be cleaned for him. Why not? Because it's not the right thing to be doing, because maybe it's still seasoning in her clothing, which will be very repulsive to her, which Rashi points out. Maybe she'll find Sheikh Zera, find the man's Zera, the man's sperm, on the clothing, so that from a Sheikh Zera, so therefore it would be embarrassing to him. It's not because they should look at you disparagingly, so therefore that's not something you should be doing. Rav Chista Levineser, Rav Chista said to his daughters, "Tavitz Nielsen Bapi Gavreich, you should be very modest before your husband. Lo Sechlun Nahama Bapi Gavreich. Don't eat in front of your husband. Apparently, don't overeat dafka bread because you're going to overeat. Stuff yourself and look unattractive. Lo Sechlun Yarkabla, don't eat herbs at night. Rashi says it's going to give you bad breath. Lo Sechlun Tamer Belela, you shouldn't eat dates at night. Lo Sechlun Shicha Belela, don't have beer at night either. These two things because they're also going to they're going to lead to." These ones I think are going to lead, Rashi points out, are going to lead to diarrhea. But look, Timpun Hecha Demapta Gavaycho, you shouldn't relieve yourself where your husband is going to the bathroom. You shouldn't go to the bathroom where your husband is going to the bathroom, because that's not, it's going to be unattractive. But Ka'are Abava Anishe, when someone's knocking on the door, Lo Timpun Money, shouldn't say money, which Rashi points out is Lashon of Zachar, because people are going to come to think that you're a man maybe answering, and therefore you're going to talk to them more. Therefore, rather Ela Mani, rather who is it in Lashon of, this is Lashon of Aramaic, which is Mani versus Manu. Mani over here is in the feminine, and using in the feminine Lashon of Keva is going to show that you know that it's a woman, and you're referring to the woman, so therefore they'll be less comfortable speaking to you, and they'll know that you won't be Mamar Besicha with this person. Now the Gemara continues, Nakit Marganisim Bechade Yadeh V'Kurcha Bechade Yadeh. Over here, he's talking about having relations. He's saying that you hold a pearl in one hand, and you would have a type of other thing and a kiln. On the other hand, Marganisa Achvilu. So you should offer him the pearl. Vekuchra lo Achvilu aditz aran vehadar Achvilu. You should offer him until they want it a lot. This is, you shouldn't offer it to them. This this is talking about very intimate relationship things about foreplay with a man and a wife, that the way you should that should be together is they should make the husband want to desire you. And look at Rashi for more explicit exactly what the Gemara is referring to over here. The Gemara says, "Ein shalas or karshinin," someone shouldn't make vetches flow, quoting the last part of the Mishnah. He shouldn't put them in a sieve into a basket. Masnisin de loki. The Mishnah is pointing. Yeah, the Gemara points out the Mishnah is not according to the following brayse. The Tanur Belezer Omer in Mashkichim Bekorah Kolikar. You're allowed to use a sieve at all. Our Mishnah clearly allows you to do it, and we're going to follow the halacha. Is going to follow our Mishnah like this. This other brayse which quoted Rebbe Eliezer. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about moving food for an animal. It says the Mishnah Gorfin Melifnei Haptam. You're allowed to sweep out a hay before an ox, Rashi points out, a type of ox, maskan, masalkan, something array. Also, you're allowed to move this extra fodder to the sides because of the excrement. The different Rabbi Dosa, this is all words of Rabbi Dosa. Chachamim would say that it's usher. Gemara is going to discuss which case to Chachamim argue on Rabbi Dosa. Now, Gemara continues. Note lin milifne behema vazov, note lin milifne behema Shabbos. You're allowed to take, before this animal and place it before another animal on Shabbos. Gemara is going to discuss this as well. Says the Gemara, Ibailahu. So they were wondering, Rabbanon Aresha Pligi, on the first case, right, with the case of someone was sweeping, do they hold that there's not an issue? The issue over here was sweeping would be the issue. Generally, we have the issue of sweeping is going to be the issue of being mashve gumos, sweeping up the floor. So that would be, the issue of the issue, right? So therefore, they argue on that, whether this would lead to that or not. Oh, I see, but maybe they're arguing in the later part of the Mishnah, which is talking about moving the food mitzad mukta. Oh, as Ripley Gar, they give both rulings of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Tashma, we can learn from Bryce of Tanya. The Bryce tells him, that the dirt in the trough and this, the food becoming ruined, now they move to the side. So see, Machlokas in both the cases of the Mishnah, this showing that they argue on both cases. The Gemara is Amar of Chista, Machlokas be'evu shel karka, the Machlokas of Bidosa, and the Chame is referring to a trough whose floor is made of earth. That's Machlokas of all. Be'evu shel kli, the Rekol Motor, that everyone's going to agree with, the trough that's made of utensils is going to be permitted to sweep it out. The Gemara asks of be'evu shel karka, mi'ikal aman deshari, but is that true that there's going to end up permitted a trough that his floor is made out of earth? Hakaj Mashre Gumas, at the end of the day, you're going to even out the floor, which is an Isra Dorisa. He says Mashre Gumas is a whole problem. The Gemara says, Ela Itmar Achme, rather, this is the Machlokas, Amar of Chista, Machlokas be'evu shel kli, Machlokas of Bidosa, and the Chame is regards to a trough of the utensil. Rabbi Dosa says that it's going to be bitter, while Chama says it's going to be usher. But be'evu shel karka d'rekol usher, with regards to the trough whose floor is made of earth, that everyone's going to agree is going to be usher. We'll pick up with vinot l'milfneach behemah. We'll pick up with that mitzvah tomorrow.